Many schools around the country are putting a lot of emphasis on STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. WF West High School in Chehalis is no exception. They opened a new STEM wing at the beginning of the year. Over the summer, about 40 students participated in a science camp that connected them with actual scientists. First, researchers from the University of Washington's Institute for Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine came to Chehalis to meet the students on their home turf. A few days later, the students traveled to Seattle for a tour of the labs. Charles Murray is the director of the institute. He says it was the first time they've worked with high school students, and his researchers were eager to volunteer their time.
Because everybody remembers what it was like to be in high school and to be sort of a geeky science-oriented kid, and then the impact that a few events along the way made in your professional trajectory. Somebody who said the right thing at the right time that kind of planted a seed that grew. When I was a senior in high school, I was taking advanced biology, and I got super lucky because I got connected with a general surgeon. And so this guy let me come and scrub in on surgical cases. So I was actually gloved and gowned and things like that. And it was completely eye-opening, awesome, and inspiring for me. I can't pay Dr. Goffner back. So what you do is you pay this forward. You pass the torch to the next generation. And so that's some of what we were trying to do.
Jeannot Mooster is one of those torch passers. He showed the students thousands of transparent fish whose internal organs glow. Mooster is researching heart regeneration. The fish he works with can lose up to a third of their hearts and regrow the missing portion. He wants to know why people can't do that.
We have the same genes that are responsible for that regeneration, but in us, it's turned off. I think it is the most awesome stuff to watch animals like this grow, because the best part about these things is they're completely transparent, so I can watch everything growing in them, all their guts and stuff forming and becoming intestine or kidneys or brains and stuff like heart.
Wendy Neal teaches chemistry and molecular biology at WF West High School. She says the experience of hosting the researchers was instructive for her.
I definitely saw some ways that they were teaching the kids that were more hands-on, and like the concepts are extremely difficult because it's micro, like you can't see it, and they had a lot of good ideas that engage the students. And then what I could take them to is the next level. It's the lab part. To have that opportunity and just to interact with real live scientists was pretty amazing. And then to come up here and see those same people in their labs, like, oh, this is how it works. Because I don't think they have that concept of, you know, what do I do after high school and what are the options besides what I can immediately see around me.
For Charles Murray, the director of the Stem Cell Institute, the hope for this kind of outreach is not only to enrich the educational opportunities of the students, it's to groom the next generation of researchers who will work toward his ultimate goal.
The big dream really is to make Seattle the birthplace of regenerative medicine, where we really put stem cells to work to grow back people's body parts.
That's Charles Murray, the director of the University of Washington's Institute for Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine.